Greetings, inferior listeners. This is B-Rad. I don't own an Android device, but I listen to the Android Central podcast every week. Sit back and open your minds to Phil and Jerry. We begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 38 for Thursday, November 11th, 2010. And we are gingerbread-rific, or Nexus 2-ish-esque, or I don't know. We got more news that's dropped on us. It's like old school. I was doing the show notes, and we have like just more news that's dropped in the 24 hours. Plus, we had a live event this week. I'm Phil Nickinson. I'm your host. I am frazzled. We got so much stuff going on that I need three guys to help me get through it. And we will start with Jerry Hildenbrand from the site.
Hi, everybody.
And we have Corey Streeter from the forums.
Hey, everybody. I have an entire plate of gingerbread cookies that I made today just for this podcast. And I'm going to eat them all.
Are they good? Are they ready? They're not ready yet. Can't actually have them.
They're warm and ready.
We've got Mickey Papillon, also known as the Cell Phone Junkie, from thecellphonejunkie.com.
And I've got an entire screen full of FCC filings here that I've been mulling over for the entire day.
Dude,
Nexus 2!
You know how to party.
Indeed.
If I didn't say it before, I'm saying it again. I'm Phil Nickinson. I'm the host of the site, host of the podcast, host with the... not saying it. Let's just get into it. We got more stuff to talk about than I know what to do with. Let's start with Gingerbread is not here. So there was a rumor that it was coming, November 3rd? Rumor that it was coming November 11th, which is today, Thursday night. Still not here. Guys, what have I said about OS rumors?
You said to email you to find out all the answers.
No.
Take them with a grain of salt.
Take them with a big old hunk of Salt Lake City salt. I don't know. Yeah. All right. So here's the deal. We don't know when it's coming. And it's not like there's going to be one date when you're going to be able to get gingerbread anyway, right? I mean, Jerry and I have been talking about it all day. Like, what are we going to see first? Are we going to see an announcement first? Are we going to see the SDK, the software development kit? And Jerry, explain exactly what an SDK is and what it's used for.
You see, you put me on the spot. It's a set of, we're going to use the words programs. Mm-hmm. It's a small set of programs that helps you interface with, the phone, also helps you, it's libraries so you can do some programming. It's, it's made for developers, both hardware and software. It's basically the way you can convert something from Windows into something that Android can read.
There you go. And so to develop anything on Gingerbread, you're going to need the Gingerbread SDK. It's also known as what are we up to? Level 9?
9, I think.
So if you hear that, if you see that, that's what they're talking about. So we need the SDK, and then we're going to need the code to actually be released to developers. If you remember back in March at Google I.O., they released the SDK right then in the middle of the keynote at I.O.
Yep.
The code wasn't actually, and I don't entirely understand this, Jerry, maybe you can help me. The code wasn't actually released to developers until late June at the Droid X event.
Right. They released the SDK, and then they, I don't know if it was immediately, I forget, but then they dumped out the kernel source, because they have to. Mm-hmm. As soon as they send a binary out to whoever, they have to dump off the kernel source. So, and then, yeah, it was a month or even a little longer than a month until we saw the X. And the same thing, while they were talking on stage, they dumped out the source code.
And then, then we need people to actually do stuff with it and make ROMs, right?
Right.
Probably, we've seen it on the Nexus One, we think, maybe leaked. We all assume the Nexus One is going to get it. There was a tweet that went out earlier this week from somebody in the Android open source project, when you see AOSP, that's what that is, who said the Nexus One is going to get it, and it's going to be soon. But then, this kind of leads us into our next thing, the Nexus 2, Nexus S, or the third name that I've heard it by, and don't know if it's... Yeah, it comes from a good source. Samsung Elite is the name that I have heard attached to it. So we've got that, and supposedly it'll have gingerbread. And so let's start with all the leaks we had today, right? Best Buy. Best Buy.
How gotta love Best Buy.
So first thing this morning, there's this page up on Best Buy, and it's just placeholders, right? It was a placeholder link and a placeholder right. image. It said Nexus, what did it say, Nexus 2 or Nexus S? I can't remember.
It said Nexus S.
So Nexus S. And then on the image, it said Nexus S T-Mobile. So, okay, you know, I mean, it's placeholders, right? It could be placeholders for anything. It could be somebody typing something. So I didn't really put too much weight on that. And then, well, later in the day, another one comes out from Best Buy that has a picture of the damn thing. And it looks basically like, almost like an Epic 4G is what I think it looks like, only without the camera. And it, you know, has this slightly different version of Android on it, you know, graphically speaking, right? The buttons down on the bottom are green. The nav bar up top is solid black with green icons. All right, whatever. I mean, that could be Photoshop. And in fact, in our post, I linked up the HTC Aria with 4G that Best Buy has done before. I mean, it was just a horrible Photoshop job. So I'm like, all right, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. And then, oh, look, Engadget's got pictures of the damn thing. So it's pretty pretty real. They didn't have pictures of it turned on, right? And Dieter and I were talking.
They didn't.
Yeah, Dieter and I were talking. He noticed that the buttons are in the four buttons down at the bottom are in a different order in that Best Buy thing. The home button is all the way on the right. I don't know how I feel about that.
That is just weird. Why are they doing that?
Well, we don't know that they are. No, I mean, let's step back. Yeah. We don't know that they are, but that, yeah, that would be a really weird place to put it. Mickey, you're an outside observer here a little bit. I mean, what do you think of what we saw today?
Well, it's always fun to see, you know, early hardware, and there's an FCC filing, which means there's some legitimacy to this.
Yes.
So I think there's, what is it, the 20... Or 9120 or 90, mm-hmm. 9020. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's a full on filing. You can read, you know, the please keep this confidential letter from Samsung. You can see all the, you know, the information about the sticker that's going on the back of it. And all
and that
the
came out like a week or two ago, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is going through the FCC. Whether or not this is a real device, of course, is still yet to be seen, but there's something out there that resembles this shape, resembles the specifications that we've seen, and, you know, Best Buy's in on the game. And so I would say that there's probably a good chance that you're going to see a device that has the Nexus name on it, created by Samsung, on the T-Mobile network.
And that wasn't HSPA Plus, was it?
Was this HSPA Plus? Probably was, yeah.
Oh, well, I hope so. I thought I heard somebody tell me that it wasn't.
I mean, not that that helps me any, but have I mentioned lately that I don't have T-Mobile 4G or 3G here? Or anyway, grr. Hey, I heard we're testing WiMAX here, though.
No.
Well, there you go.
In the malls, but that kind of made me think maybe it's like residual, like Radio Shack 4G hotspot.
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to jinx it. Anyway.
Just move close to Radio Shack.
So there's this device coming from Samsung, and we heard all along that it was from Samsung, so that's not surprising. It really looks a lot like an Epic. Jerry and I were talking, it looks pretty thick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does it have a keyboard?
I don't think. Dieter and I were talking about it. He is almost 100% no. I don't think it does either. But
so why would it be that thick?
Right. Jerry, tell him your secret plan, your secret hopeful rainbow unicorn.
The conspiracy theory. Okay. I can only think of three reasons why the phone would be that thick. The first one would be a keyboard. Mm-hmm. And everybody's pretty much in agreement that that's not it. The second would be it needs a lot of airflow and a bigger heat sink because it's got a dual core processor in it.
And that's now, a rumor that I heard. That's a rumor that I heard way back in the day that it was going to be dual core.
Oh, I feel like Johnny Carson. I should hold an envelope up to my head. the third idea that I had, and I think Mickey probably just shot my hopes to hell, that it would be some sort of dual mode CDMA and pentaband GSM. You know, Mickey, I saw that. You know, I thought of that before I saw the FCC. Allow me to dream.
Why do you have to kill his dreams?
No.
Why would you want that?
We're not doing those. Not happening.
But, you know, and I agree. That's very unlikely. But if anybody would do it, I can see Google trying to play some game like that and say, hey, CDMA carriers, this phone will work. It's pretty popular. Why won't you let the people have what you want? It would never happen, but
I think your chipset explanation is probably the most likely. I wish the reason was the keyboard, though. I think that would be a better answer.
And Phil, after I thought of my little ideas, Phil jumped in and said, what if it has a 4G radio in it? So he gets a little credit there, too. That would make it a little larger.
Like a 4G. What got me thinking was back at CTIA when I first saw the Evo. I mean, it was noticeably thicker than the HD2. It's basically the exact same phone as the HD2. But it was just a tad thicker. I mean, not grossly so, but enough that I could tell, especially when you have the two of them sitting there next to each other. So,
yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it's Timo. All right, so let's go back to my whole initial problem with this discussion, and that, all right, so it's a stock Google experience. It's a stock Android phone. Fine.
Yay.
Well,
yeah, right. Pause. We can all cheer.
That's a good thing, but hang on. We've got different problems here. All right, so now it's Samsung. We know this. We've seen it. Samsung hacking is different than HTC hacking, right? Traditionally tougher.
Very much so.
Yeah. Traditionally tougher. But it all really goes back to, what are they going to do with this phone? What's Google's plan for it, or is it going to be Samsung's plan for it, or is it going to be T-Mobile's plan for it? Who is going to be the push behind this thing?
See, now you have dashed my dreams, even right. Worse than
that's,
Mickey.
I mean, that's what I do for a living. I dash dreams.
I know.
I'm a dream dasher.
That sounds like a song.
Dream
so if it's locked down at all.
Dasher.
Sorry, and I was waiting for
I was
it.
In
Thank
half
you.
Swallow there. Nobody? Nothing?
Well, what are I we... Think, go ahead, Corey. Put us back
I
on
don't,
track.
I don't think if it's locked down at all, I don't think it's a Google phone, right? I think T-Mobile probably benefits from this the most.
I think as it's in, they're the only thing. Ones that can take advantage of the 3G. Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. that's a given. So,
but it's the same way the original Nexus came out T-Mobile first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they had a whole different distribution model then.
Right.
Yeah, the distribution model on this one is what's got me more excited than anything else. And here we go dreaming again. I just can see them, you know, in some sort of shrink wrap box on a shelf. And I walk up and, oh, this one's T-Mobile. This one's AT&T. Oh, there we go. I want this one from Wind Canada. And I grab it and take it up and put it on the counter and pay for it.
Well, and so Gingerbread is supposed to bring a lot of user interface improvements as well, right? So maybe they're throwing the dice and saying, hey, we don't need to add a lot of stuff to this phone. Gingerbread will be fine for the average consumer. It'll be a lot easier for them to use. Mm. I mean, they probably don't have us in mind. They have the average consumer in mind.
That's right. They don't have us in mind at all.
Yeah.
There's an interesting thing. I was emailed briefly with Chris Ziegler from Engadget this afternoon about this whole thing. And so he says the pictures were dated October 3rd that they got. So, like, they haven't had the phone. Somebody sent them the pictures. And the pictures were dated October 3rd. And they had a separate post breaking down the FCC stuff. And then a whole bunch of pictures that have been found on Picasa. You know, you can tell what camera shoots what in the EXIF data.
Right.
And that data has changed, actually. It changed from the i9020, God, that's awkward, to Nexus S, like, recently. So his theory is that they didn't know the name at the time. Man, I really want them to get away from the Nexus name if it's not going to be the same sort of openly sold whatever. I don't know. I'm losing faith in the Samsung Elite thing. We've been talking about it in the forums. If you guys haven't seen it on the blog, that's why, because we just don't know. So we're really discussing rumor stuff there. Hey, if you guys haven't been in this rumored devices forum, we're having a lot of fun. There's some cool stuff going on. But I don't know. Do you guys like keeping the Nexus name?
Yes.
As long as it's open. If I can't fast boot OEM unlock, yeah, I'm not going to be a happy, happy man.
Well, Nexus is very popular. It doesn't have a bad name. So I say stick with it.
A lot of people are complaining about Samsung, though. It's plasticky. Yes. Well, Samsung.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And at the risk of sounding unpopular, and I'll duck now, I wish it was HTC. I'm more familiar with hacking HTC phones. But I think Google knows better than I do, so I'm going to trust them until I have a reason not to.
I like the Galaxy S phones a lot. I mean,
they both have their issues. Mm-hmm. Samsung just seems like, I love my Fascinate, don't get me wrong, but it just seems like they take a long time to release fixes for the issues that they have.
Right.
And that's my beef with them.
They have a lot of
phones. But if this all comes from Google, we won't have to worry about that. True. If Samsung just said, here's the nuts and bolts, you put it together, they're out of the picture.
But if Google's hands off because they said they weren't going to do another phone.
Yeah.
A lot of questions still. A lot of questions still. And a lot of important questions. A lot of good questions. I'm excited. But do I need yet another Galaxy S phone? Do I need an unlocked Galaxy S phone? Why do I need that?
Because
they're not that locked down now, right?
Right. But ask the guy who's got the Vibrant or Captivate or whatever, doesn't know about AndroidCentral.com or XDA or any of these places.
Blasphemy! And says,
God, I wish my email synced better. He needs something a little bit different that's going to get bug fixes faster and, but
well,
who knows?
Gingerbread is a kicker, right? I mean, if you put a Vibrant and the Nexus, whatever, side by side, one has 2.1 still.
Yep.
And the other has 2.3. So who knows what that experience is going to be like to the end user. Right. They do look exactly the same.
Uneducated prediction on when we will see any of this.
By December 1st.
Somebody throw a date out there. Come on.
I think we'll see the phones available for at least pre-order a week from today.
Yep. It'll be right after Thanksgiving. What's that? Is it
Black
not
Friday.
Black Friday?
Yes.
What's it called?
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Is it Black?
Yeah, Black. Yeah. Black that would Friday. Be a perfect release date.
It's called that because that's the day that businesses go from being in the red to being in the black.
And if they wait one day, that's how many people that have already bought a big screen TV or Xbox for
their loved one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this year, they're instituting Small Business Saturday.
Seriously?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they want people to, after you've done your shopping at the big boxes, they want people to support the small businesses. And I can't remember, I'll probably find it here in just a second, but it was interesting. They were talking about it on one of the programs I was listening to, and I think it's a really cool thing. I mean, you talk about what drives, the business community of today, and it's really small businesses. Yeah, it's Amex who's actually supporting this, and they're saying Saturday, November 27th is the day that'll be Small Business Saturday.
Cool.
Hmm. I've had to cover or sit in the newspaper office on too many of these. It's the same thing every year. You get a pay. In fact, because Best Buy is so good about letting people in and working with the press, every year it's people lined up at Best Buy at 5 a.m. And
well, I make the Black Friday prediction, but can you buy a phone at a discount for a Christmas gift? I
don't think
you
can, right? Probably not.
Yeah, so maybe that's not the day.
So that's that. We're waiting on them. Don't know when. Hopefully soon. Hopefully by next week we'll have more of this to talk about. Let's talk real quick about the HTC Mecha or the Incredible HD. This is the one that Boy Genius Report, BGR, first broke, like a month or so ago? It's the Evo-esque device that was coming to Verizon, right? Nobody really knew much about it. We got pictures today that shows it running Android 2.2 and the new Sense, not the old Sense, it's the new Sense. And more importantly, Jerry?
Prompt me. Hit me again. Feed me.
And more importantly, Jerry?
No Bing?
No Bing.
Was that
no
it?
Being.
Do I win a prize?
All right, so Phil's going to edit out that part and just come out and say it. It's got LTE.
Yay. Oh, I thought you already said that.
No,
oh,
I didn't say that.
Fail.
Nobody
Fail.
Listens to me. It's got 4G. It's got LTE. They're testing it. Supposedly, the person who's testing it somewhere is locked inside a building and is not allowed to take it outside. I'd like to think that's because of my whole HTC Merge scoop, and they're just worried about me lurking around. Probably.
Yeah, if you go to the mailroom at Verizon headquarters, your name's on the, you know, on the wall,
I'm
big picture
posters.
Of you.
I really am.
Yeah, well, not. apparently, that person's in a room taking pictures because you got a hold of some, right?
Yeah. Well, it's locked away or somewhere, yeah, and they're testing it, and supposedly 9 megabits. Is it megabits or megabytes a second? I always get that wrong. What's throughput Heights. Speed, Mickey? Help me.
No. It's megabits.
Megabits.
Because then it's about, you get it, what, divided by 8? So then it's eight, like 1 megabyte per second.
What have I told you about math?
I just call it MB.
Yeah.
Essentially, eight.
It's got the MBs. That's what we're saying.
This is a rough thing, but it's for every 8 megabits per second, you get 1 megabyte of data downloaded for that second.
Why in the name of all things holy? No, don't answer that. I'm not even asking. I'll look that up later. I will RTFM and no.
It's got the 4Gs.
It's got the 4Gs. So this thing's being tested, and actually, speaking of the rumor devices forums, we had a pretty interesting tweet that went out from somebody this week who thought he knew what he was talking about, apparently. And he had said that the... No, I'm totally confusing devices. Damn it! Ugh. All right, we're going to change devices here in a minute. No, we're still talking about the Mecca. All right, so the Mecca, no keyboard. LTE. It looks pretty big, right?
It's an Evo, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, yeah. If it's an Evo, it's 4.3, so...
The only thing I don't like that I saw about it is that it's not, you know, it doesn't have Gingerbread on it already.
Oh, well.
I'm sure. Yeah. I think that'll happen, but it would have been so sweet to see that phone with Gingerbread.
Yeah. I'm excited about LTE.
There's no way. They're going to put Gingerbread on that before it comes out.
I'm sure.
No. Maybe not before it comes out. No.
See, there
not
goes
if they're testing
more
it now. They're not
going to
test it now and then
dashed.
Retest it. No.
No, that's true. It's a good point.
Yeah.
And from the chat room, Paznos, we don't know when it's coming out. Maybe they will have time to test it again.
I've heard January again. I've heard early January, which could lead you to like a CES announcement. Maybe. That'd be cool.
Ooh. Well, I mean, look, I can LTE totally see this being...
They're going to throw the switch on LTE anytime now, right? Mickey, did they ever give us a date on that or just like November, December?
Just talking about by the end of the year with their 36 markets and 62 airports, and we know West Virginia is going to be a big big launch market for them.
Yeah, in fact, more news came out about
that
today.
See the...
Yeah.
Made me cry. My area is the end of 2013. The other parts get it like this year.
Sorry, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a big device, but that LTE has me pretty excited.
I'm real excited.
You know what's interesting, though? They're talking, what, 5 to 12 megabits?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been doing speed tests lately with AT&T, and I'm over 5 megabits right now on AT&T. So there's room still. You know, HSPA Plus, there's still a lot of room to go there. So it's all about what network works the best for you. And in many people's cases, that's Verizon. And so that's why it means a lot. And I'm excited about it. Don't get me wrong, but...
Hang on. I got to interrupt you. Because the chat room is freaking out because Engadget just posted Samsung flagship phone with Gingerbread and huge display coming in early 2011.
Yeah, I saw that and ignored it. I probably should not have.
4.3-inch WVGA Super AMOLED 2. Huh.
Looks completely different.
What I'm looking at, for those of you actually listening to the podcast... HSDPA, HSUPA, 14.4 down, 5.76 up, 8 megapixel camera, autofocus with LED flash, 4.3-inch screen, Gingerbread. Sorry, I'm reading this as we go. different parts of the slide deck describing as having either 4.3 or 4.5-inch Super AMOLED 2 display. Samsung made some advancements in the screens. 1.2 gigahertz core of some sort. Bluetooth 3, 16 gigabytes of storage on board.
Verizon?
Not if it's
HSPA.
Oh, that's, HSPA. No,
it's HSDPA. This will be...
Yeah.
That makes me so sad.
First half. Flagship.
I like that.
So what did they cover up?
That sounds
they
like
covered
an awesome
up something. Phone. There's like a big
the
blue
name,
bar
maybe?
Over... That's got to be AT&T, right?
Could it be? Yeah, it's... Well, look at the size. It's probably... I don't know that they're looking. They would put a name on there. It would probably. I don't know. We'll call it the Fast. So it's the Fast.
No, that's. Oh my God! This thing looks like an iPhone. It looks like they took the Galaxy S, squared off the corners a little bit, and said, "Hey, make it look like an iPhone."
I think the Galaxy S looks like an iPhone.
Well, now it's about to look more like it. Google's C2DM service. What was that? I don't remember what that is.
Cloud to desk. I forget
is that
exactly
where you can
what it stands for.
Push out your
it's
your
the
apps
push.
Or not your apps. It's your stuff.
Cloud to device messaging. Okay, yeah, no, they show this at I/O. Cloud to device messaging framework, and actually, that's very cool. In fact, that's something we need to repost is the keynote from I/O because they showed off a lot of stuff that they said they're working on. Astonishing web experience, Reader Hub, Google services, very cool. It says 4.5. Man, 4.5, that's almost getting too big. It's almost getting too big. Wi-Fi BGA.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
DLNA.
It is too big. That what is the Galaxy S? It's 4.0, right?
Yeah. Galaxy S 4.
That's perfect. Yep.
We say that now. I don't know, we'll see. And some of this might have changed. Who knows how old the slide is? And actually look at the phone. This is not what we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's you can look at the picture.
Yeah, look
that's
at the side
the
view.
The-
look at the side view, and it looks like a Galaxy S, which goes back to our discussion about how thick this other thing is, and something's up with that. That's a little weird. Interesting.
Well, this is what Verizon's bringing. What do they call it now? The Mecca. From HTC, this is Samsung. We're going to see the next generation of phones here start to leak out. So, it doesn't surprise me, but I don't think this has anything to do with the Nexus.
No.
This is totally different, I think. So, yeah. There's that. Speaking of news... all right, we got to move off this a little bit. So the Samsung Continuum was announced on Monday. Do we care at this point?
I do. I wish I could get Verizon service because of that little ticker on the bottom. It fascinates me.
Really?
1 gigahertz, smaller screen, that little bitty ticker to play with. If you can hack into it, that'd be fun. Just absolute fun.
See, it totally captivates me. I mean, it's vibrant and epic. Crazy.
Vibrant. I can't get over the shape of it. Maybe it's just me, but I think it's a little weird. And that bottom display looks a little bit gimmicky to me.
It is.
It doesn't speak to me.
I didn't get to use it long enough to really experience the ticker. I think it's an interesting idea and give major, major kudos to Samsung for doing something different because it's been a long time since we've really seen. I mean, look, even if you go back to the Nexus and even the Droid, right? I mean, they're good, really excellent phones, but they didn't really do anything different, right? They just did it better. This really did something different. Time will tell. I had a really interesting question in the forums this week about what happens when you have a third-party launcher. I don't know. Presumably,
it
won't do anything to it. They're not releasing an SDK or anything for it yet. So you're stuck with what they have. Now, that said, there are a lot of options for it. Right? There are a lot of things you can tie into it, so that's good. But
the SDK... If all good things have to start somewhere, if they open that thing up to developers... sure, maybe the Continuum doesn't tickle your fancy. What about the next one with a, you know, a separate ticker screen? Maybe it's going to be just what you were looking for.
Yeah, my question is, did they need this device? I mean, they just released the Fascinate. Who are they trying to target with this particular phone? Mm-hmm. That-
apparently me, and then nobody yeah. else.
It's another Bing device, too, and that's going to turn off a lot of people. Well, it's going to turn off a lot of me. Nerds.
A lot of people I know don't know Bing from Pop Art.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. It's weird. It feels a little weird. It's thin. It's tall. I guess Jerry will get to do the review of it. No, I think you should. I've used it. I think you should, too. I would consider it a high-end device. It's a Galaxy S device and deserves to be treated as such. It's a 3.4-inch touchscreen. Technically, it's one giant screen, whatever. But it's absolutely separated by the four buttons. It's really intriguing, and I want to talk to Dieter about it some more, because I haven't really talked to him since he went to the thing in New York. He was up there anyway, which is why I didn't go. I'm really interested to hear other reactions to it. So that is the Continuum, I guess. Let's talk about the Merge for a minute, because actually we just posted some breaking news right now, unless you're listening to this podcast recorded later than it was posted in the past. The Merge has merged. Get it?
Yep.
In Best Buy system. So it looks like it's still coming. I almost started talking about it a minute ago. Somebody started tweeting out that he heard it was being delayed to get an LTE radio. And we were talking about this in the forums. And as the day went on, it really started to sound like that guy was just wrong and probably confusing it with another phone. So this kind of furthers that. And it looks like it's probably like the Mecca. Still on the way. Yeah, right. Like he was hearing the Mecca. So it looks like the Merge is still on the way, and I'm glad we had a good time in the forums and discussed it, but it's probably still coming. It's good. I'm still really excited about that. I know it's another Bing phone. Really, really good keyboard, though. Really good keyboard. What about you guys?
I've used the G2, and you know it's a fast, fast Android phone. The Merge is going to be... If you... like Sense and you like a fast phone that you can do anything that we have right now. I'm not saying in 6 months it'll be able to do everything. Right now, there's nothing about Android that the G2 can't do and do very well. Mm-hmm. The Merge is going to be the same way. And it's going to give you Sense if you're a Sense fan.
And it's HTC, which means we can probably, well, maybe. Oh, yeah, probably. That'll lead us into the next one. Yeah, no, we used to be able to talk about that because that's a big deal. They finally cracked the G2 and the MyTouch 4G and the Desire Z and the Desire HD. What are they calling it? Permaroot? It's been rooted.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
We need to talk about the pitfalls of it, though, right? All right, so before you could root the thing, but as soon as you rebooted the device, it was gone. What's the deal with it now, Jerry?
Well, there's... When it originally came out, I haven't looked today. There's one command in there that's pretty dangerous. If you don't type it exactly as planned, mm-hmm. you're going to have a brick that is always going to be a brick. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something that hopefully they worked out and automated it a little bit, because not everyone's familiar with shell commands and backslashes and colons. And, you know, you don't want to have a bunch of people say, oh, I put the slash the wrong way and now my phone won't work. So that's why we were a little bit leery and wanted everybody to be aware that this one is a little bit tougher.
And they did too, but you know they're getting things into ROM Manager now, so that helps.
Right.
You just have to do like the initial scary thing yourself, right?
Right. Well, and like I said, that was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Things go so fast, it may be, you know, they may have found a workaround today that doesn't require every single command typed in. Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Gotcha. But kudos to everybody involved. That is badass work.
Right.
That's awesome. That's
right.
That's really
because cool. that's too good a phone to let HTC or T-Mobile or whoever lock people out of it.
Well, it's not just so T-Mobile, I'm really glad. I mean, if it was the Desire Z and HD as well, then.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's what I meant. Whoever, HTC, T-Mobile, whoever wanted it done that way, that's just not fair to people, especially people that paid cash for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not on a contract. It's yours. You should be able to do what you like with it.
So are you going to go back and buy one now?
You know, I told myself I probably will until what I saw today. I have to get my hands on it. It's unlocked. I don't have to give money to somebody who wants to lock me out.
True.
So, you know, I'd much rather support somebody that's behind open development. And I'll be honest, if the Samsung, if it sucks, yeah, I'm buying another G2.
Mm-hmm.
I love that phone, but I just don't feel real good with the, you know, the business end. That's my only problem now.
Gotcha.
I stepped off the soapbox.
Nah. Talk about the Droid Pro for a second. It is available now. Actually, we had posted up that leak thing that said basically if you pre-order it or pre-buy it, whatever, they'll ship it early. And they are. Dieter got his already. I'll have a review in it maybe tomorrow, I hope.
I can see you dancing in front of the mailbox because I know you've been wanting that thing.
Dieter's like, what do you want from it? I'm like, I don't know. I want my own. So, I mean, I'm going to have to get used to the lower res screen. Dieter's used to it from the pre. But I'm so used to the ABCDEFGHVGA screens. See what I just did there?
Yes, yeah. I saw that.
And the Droid 2 Global is actually up for pre-order now as well. It hasn't actually been officially announced by anybody, though Motorola has put up some videos for it. But you can order that now. I don't think they're going to do like a giant announcement. We might not even get a press release, right? I mean, how many normal people need to buy a Global phone? Normal, I mean, just civilians.
Yeah, so most people, if it works when they hop in their car and go up to the mall, they're happy with it.
So you have a whole account management team within Verizon that just works with corporate customers.
Right.
Those are the guys that are going to be pushing the phone to the corporate employees. They're not going to be pushing this to the average consumer.
Exactly.
And that makes a lot of sense.
So we, you know, you might not even hear, like, you might not see a commercial. Although we have seen advertisements, though. Was that Men's
Well, I know,
Fitness,
which yeah, the
Jerry
original.
That, I get that too.
Yeah, I lined my birdcage with it. The original leak we got it was sold through commercial channels. You know, I looked into that because the closest Verizon store to me didn't carry it because it was in Pennsylvania. So it was originally supposed to just be through commercial carriers. You know, well, commercial. Verizon channels. Let's put it that way. That makes better sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what this is? I mean, I go in and I have commercial customers myself, and they're always, and we sell software, and customers are always asking me about Android. They're really excited about it. So, and we work with carriers, and the carriers go in there, and I'm sure they get the same questions. So this is really going to satisfy a large market of customers. It's typically been BlackBerry faithful, but they're really excited about Android and they want to try it out. So I think this is going to be pretty popular in that market space.
I want to throw out another phone now, and Mickey, tell me if this just sounds insane and stupid and no way that it's ever going to be true. The Motorola Dogs. So I got sent an about screen, and you guys, all right, that's a horrible name, DOGZ. Right. I mean, if I was ever going to fake a name, it would be that. But the specs, I was told, we've got this up in the rumored devices forum, if you guys haven't seen it yet. Android 2.3 Gingerbread, stock Android, will be on Verizon. The date is unknown, although I was given a December 13th date, but that just sounds odd. But maybe not, considering we have this incredible HD floating around. I don't know. But the date was December 13th on or about whatever, whether that's an announcement or a launch or whatever. I don't know. 4-inch SLCD display at 480 by 854 if you're going by the about screen that I was sent. TIO Map 4 at 1.2 gigahertz, an 8 megapixel rear camera. With 720p video recording, 1.5 megapixel front facing, and it will be LTE. Mickey, does that just sound too good to be true?
I don't think so, actually, because I think what we're going to, I think this is going to be, or something similar to it, and I'm not surprised that it's Motorola. I do think that this is the potential of what we're going to see early next year from Verizon. This just sounds right. I mean, all these specs, you know, the higher speed processor, you've got all the boxes checked on it. And so I think the name is awful. I don't know why you would use that. But
don't,
you know
that any of this is true. We just don't. These about screens are so easy to fake. We have a wall of shame up in the forums for fake ones that have been sent out. And I tell you, if this one turns out to be fake, it's absolutely going up in the wall.
You know what? Even if this isn't a proper device, if this isn't, you know, something that is actually going to come out, I think we're going to see something with extremely similar specifications for early next year. Verizon said six smartphones, or half a dozen is what their term was, but half a dozen smartphones that will run on LTE early next year. It's not just dongles. So I could see this is, you know, I'm betting that probably five of the six, if that's the number, are going to be Android running. So I would see Motorola jumping in with something like this.
What do we need? And this is my big question. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, we're getting dual core. We're getting 1.2 gigahertz processors. What do we need that much hardware for that we're not doing now?
Just general speed, you know? Just
honeycomb. General
flying through the device.
Now, Phil, I've talked to you a little bit, and I've been slacking. But remember the situation with the TIs and the Hummingbirds,
yes,
and how they don't work.
Well, explain what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking basically, we're going to go start with Linpack scores. At first, everybody thought, well, Linpack's broke. It doesn't work on the Samsungs or the Motorolas. Come to find out that the ARM architecture itself only can use a certain number of neon registers. And I'll leave you to look up the word neon. It's how, you know, and how it fits into the picture here. I'm not going to explain that, but it's a speed boost. Samsung and Texas Instruments, they actually have more neon registers, and it works, you know, it's very forward thinking. But for right now, HTC is using Qualcomm, and they have 1,628-bit registers, where TI and Samsung have 64-bit registers, but they can only use the first 16. So until things catch up with their new, you know, I think of this as like a next-generation ARM processor. Until things catch up to that, you know, from ARM or from Android or whoever, they're not going to give you the good scores that you can get from a Qualcomm. That doesn't mean that a Qualcomm is better. That just means that a Qualcomm can do more operations while it's running Android.
Okay. So
slap it.
Yeah. So I'm stopping you there. So bring that back around to the dual core and the 1.2. And
when, if you take what you can get now out of one core running at 1 gigahertz, put a bigger pipe, run two cores, maybe at 800 megahertz, you can double those neon registers, and you're going to get two times the performance.
All right, so what about this? Because the chat room's freaking out right now.
Battery life. I'm sorry, guys.
No, not about you, but battery
life. If they're clocked lower, two cores does not equal twice the battery use. If they're clocked lower and they, you know, work on the battery management a little bit, I can see a dual core at, you know, 780 or 840 with running at a very, you know, 840 megahertz at a very low voltage, getting better battery life than what we have now.
And angels sang somewhere.
And I could, you know, I might be wrong. We might have to carry, you know, 12 volt deep cycle batteries to get through the day.
Let's go back. Mickey, do you have an old bag phone?
No. The oldest one I have is a Dynatac. I'm in the market for a bag phone, though. If anyone has one, hit me up.
Have I told the story about, I think it's when I first met Mickey at CES, and he's like, I got to go meet somebody and buy bunch of old phones and came back with like a box of old phones. It was awesome.
I'm an old phone collector. I've got probably about 75 phones here.
It was so cool. It was very, very cool. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Some quick tablet news. So the Verizon Galaxy Tab is out. AT&T's is coming November 21st, and Engadget got a leak, and I got separate confirmation today. Another set of screenshots, November 21st for $650 off contract. That's important to note. Let's see. The T-Mobile version is out now. The Sprint version you can pre-order now. That's going out to Premier customers. T-Mobile version is out now. You can buy that. Dieter got a little hands-on the other night with that weird HP printer eStation thing, also called the Zine. It's got some weird little Android detachable tablet that works with it, if you want to play with that. Cool. Let's talk software news, shall we? And I really meant to lead off the podcast with this and should have, but Angry Birds got 45 new levels.
You must be ecstatic.
My wife is still ahead of me. I got to catch up to her. I mean, not that she's not always ahead of me, but she's ahead of me in Angry Birds, and that is something up with which I cannot put. So we got to do something about it.
Well, I just want to know why they had to change the way the ads are. I like the old one much better.
Oh, do you? No, I like them up top better. They're out of my way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, look, I want to pay $5 and buy Angry Birds without ads.
Damn right. That's yeah.
You made that very clear in your tweet.
I did?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no, I retweeted somebody. Yeah, I retweeted somebody from Adobe who said that.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Got it. The chat room knows it's a retweet. Wow. Do you guys know where I live? Never mind. Don't answer that. So Angry Birds, we have 45 new levels, and the iPhone doesn't even have that yet. Swipe was updated today, and I can't actually get it to work on my Nexus One, and I'm very unhappy about that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's not working. I don't know why. And actually,
back to the Stone Age.
Jerry and I didn't mention this. I spent half of Monday rolling back my Nexus One to stock and doing it like the old way that I thought I knew how to do it. And I've done it that way before, like flash back to the very original, then flash on the newer ROMs. And then Jerry's finally like, yeah, here's a threaded XDA. You can do it in like 5 minutes. Damn it. So, yeah, it still doesn't work even on stock. I don't know what's wrong with it. Speaking of keyboards, that 8-pin keyboard, has anybody tried that? That thing is bizarre.
It's way above me.
I tried it for like 10 minutes. 8-pin is sweet, says Corey Dunbar in the chat room. I think Sean or Kyle or one of the writers is going to try it out and do a video. I just couldn't do it. But it's now free. If that didn't upset the early adopters anymore, you just lost $4 or whatever. Sorry. Opera Mobile Beta is now in the market. Anybody using that?
Yay.
You guys using that?
Yay.
I used to use Opera everybody, all the time back in the day.
Everybody on Eclair should be using it.
Yes, that is true.
Until your carriers fix your phones.
Well, explain that. We put that up, what, yesterday, today?
Yeah, there's a bug. If somebody wants to make a web page and they want to listen on a port and you visit the web page, they might be able to look at your browser history or the pictures on your SD card. Not a big deal, but Google fixed it in like May, and the fix is in 2.2. And here we are in November, and people with their brand new Galaxy S phones waiting on the carriers to get them up to date. Now there's a big security hole that's in the mix. So in the meantime, you can use Opera if you're really worried about it, because it's a WebKit hole.
I hate WebKit holes. Of all the holes in the world today. Anyway, Tango Video Call is updated with fixes for Evo and Samsung devices. People are excited about that. I haven't used it, and I feel like I need to after reading the comments.
Let me do my hair, and you can give me a call. Edit that out. Yeah, just edit that out, all right?
What about this YouTube remote thing? Have any of you guys tried that? So it works with YouTube Leanback, which you can actually use on the desktop if you go to youtube.com/leanback. You get the same experience that you get with Google TV, and it's pretty cool. But, again, I don't need it. I don't need to have my phone as a remote. Only time I could ever, like, absolutely need it is if I was doing presentations with YouTube somewhere and didn't want to be standing.
That would be cool.
Then that would be cool. But otherwise, it's like, all right, well, I've got my keyboards right here. Or I've got Google TV, which means I have a Google TV remote right here. It'll look cool.
Yeah, it's cool to show your friends.
Yeah. Yahoo Messenger updated. Wall Street Journal has an app for tablets, not for the phone. Yeah. And Bing!
Bing!
It's not just for Verizon anymore, folks.
Oh, yay.
Nobody.
Everybody go out, crush the market, download it right now.
I totally wrote that post with a straight face, by the way.
I read it with one.
Bing is not a bad app. It's just not a necessary app on Android. Sorry. That's the way it is. We've got a whole bunch of cool hacking links in the show notes. You can go read them. We talked about a lot of it earlier. Stuff in ROM Manager, the routing of the G2 and the MyTouch 4G. A few minor OS updates, sort of. The Click has Android 2.1 for what that's worth. Although I think there are more Click and more Backflip owners. The Backflip got it too. There's a surprising amount of Backflip owners, actually.
Well, yeah, for a good long while, those were some of the best Android phones you could get.
Yeah, and that was the only AT&T phone you could get for a while.
Right, right.
So, and the Droid Incredible maintenance updates slowly rolling in. So if you got it, cool. Haven't seen the manual update location leak out, so if you've got it, let us know. And that's that. We only have one voicemail tonight. Should we blaze through it real quick?
Certainly.
It's an old pal, though. Mickey, guess who?
Mel from the Midwest.
Mel from the Midwest. So let me get my stuff ready. And here we go.
Hey, guys, it's Mel from the Midwest. I have an Evo 4G. Love it. Found a little quirk that I happened this afternoon. Every afternoon, I usually download a Wall Street Journal tech podcast on my Evo, or actually whatever other device I happen to have. I usually do it by going to their web page because it's their posted podcast. And when I do it on 3G, I get a nice web page. It's got a download link. I noticed the last two times I happened to be in a 4G area. I downloaded on a 4G and the web page loads as not a web page with links. It loads as a web page with all of the code and stuff, so there's no way to download. Any thoughts, any fixes? Want to see what you guys thought? Keep up the great work. Love those podcasts, and have a great day.
That's really odd. Would 4G use a different user agent or something to cause a browser to freak out?
I'll bet it's a network issue
yeah.
on Sprint's end. You know, it's not rendering it somehow. I don't know.
The agents should stay the same regardless.
Right. Yeah, the agent's not really, you know, that's tied to the browser.
Right.
So I'm thinking it has something to do with, you know, you're on a different network, so your login and your username is probably different. I think it's something to do on Sprint's end.
Really weird. Mickey, you got any ideas?
So Mel just, yeah, there we go.
Sure. Try a different browser.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the back end side of Sprint and what they're potentially doing, and I don't know. It would seem odd. Although I guess it would be going through Clear, wouldn't it, if it's on 4G. So maybe it's something on their end that they're doing that's different. But I would suggest next time, just to verify it, if you're on 4G, flip it over to 3G and try it, make sure it pulls up there, because it sounds like it will. Although I don't have an answer for it, but that's a way to get around it.
There you go.
It's really odd, though. Really, really strange.
Unless one of the networks is using a proxy or something.
Maybe. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that could be. Huh. All right, you guys want to do some voicemails? You want to do some emails?
Sure.
Who's up?
Yeah, I think Jerry's on Dominic.
Yeah, I'll take Dominic. Dominic writes in and says, I am the proud owner of a G2. I've owned the G1, the Vibrant, and the MyTouch Slide and have rooted them all, but never have done a method to get S off. Does this not mean the phone is rooted, or what does S off mean? S off is a security bit in your radio. It stands for security off. The alternative is S on, which is security on. It's what tells your bootloader whether it's allowed to flash incorrectly signed images. I don't mean ROMs. I mean things like a different H boot, different recovery radio. If you have S off, you don't have to ever worry about going back in and hacking and trying to reroute. You can just, you know, go into recovery and flash, you know, or you can just go in and flash a new recovery as long as you have S off, and it'll just flash it.
What does the Nexus One have?
The Nexus One, I believe, is S on because the bootloader is unlockable.
Okay.
If you get in and take the S off, you can erase the lock on the screen. So I know there was interest in that for a while.
Yeah, they never really cared about returns, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cap writes, I currently own the LG Xenon on AT&T, and I'm struggling just to hold it. Soon I'll be able to upgrade it in early December, and I decided on an Android phone. Woo! But I'm unsure if I should wait until the new year, like after CES, or just go with the Samsung Captivate. I'm kind of stuck in AT&T unless I can persuade my parents to switch to something cheaper and benefit me with a better phone. I would have no problem still at this point recommending the Captivate. I like it. I think it's a good phone. That said, there's going to be some interesting stuff coming out at CES, I think. All right, that's a bigger question. Let's ask you guys, because here's one we get a lot, especially this time of year. Should I buy a phone now or wait?
I would wait.
I never wait.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
But normal people who are going to be stuck in a contract, should they buy now or should they wait till, you know, after CES and see what's coming out?
If you, if you like what you see now, just buy it.
Well, certainly. You know, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, a Captivate is not going to get worse because something else comes out. If the Captivate fits your needs and you really like it, just buy it and enjoy it.
I've got a friend of mine was moving. Actually, he's got my old Trio 750. I don't know if you guys saw me tweet it out, but he came over last week to see all the Android phones here and check them out. And he got an iPhone 4 and the screen was jacked up or something, so he had to send it back. He's like, so I'm going to hang on this Captivate a little while longer, and I think he likes it. It's a good phone. So
it's a good phone, yeah.
All right, who's next?
I'll take it. We've got, of course, I get the name I can't pronounce. Kep?
No.
Did you go
we
with that?
Did that one.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chris. Hey, I get an easy name. Chris. Says, I have multiple apps that I do not wish to update for various reasons, mostly because the new versions are worse than the older versions. How do I remove those from the downloads list? For a while, several of them had mysteriously disappeared, but with the Google Maps 4.6 fiasco, I had to clear cache on Market, and when I did, they came back. I'm going to throw that one back to one of you guys.
I got no idea. Can you
just ignore it
from the download list if you don't want to update them?
You just have to ignore it.
Yeah, I've seen them disappear, but I have no idea why they disappeared. My Fishing to Go game won't show up ever. I always have to manually check and see if there's an update. But how to make that happen, I have no idea.
Weird.
You might be able to use App. If you just use AppBrain and then log into their website and remove it from the list, it will.
You can hide it. Yeah, you can hide it from AppBrain. There, you can just press the X when it's in your list for an update, and it'll give you the option to hide it forever. But that's not going to help you in the market, I don't think.
No. Just ignore it. Pretend it's not there.
All right, who's next?
I am. So Devin writes, my question is very simple. What kind of phone would you recommend for my almost 6-year-old father who has decided he wants a smartphone? He doesn't do any sort of Facebook or Twitter. He really just wants to be able to check his email and communicate with his kids easier. What phone should dear old dad be getting? A Captivate, an iPhone, a BlackBerry, or Windows Phone 7? Dad is committed to AT&T, so the Android handset selection is limited. So I can scratch a few of those off the list. the iPhone, the BlackBerry, and the Windows Phone 7. Which leads you with a Captivate.
Fanboy.
Hey, I am.
Tell him, Mickey.
what is it that you think I'm going to say?
I think you're going to say a BlackBerry torch.
Hang on. Before you answer, I'm going to say this. 60 is probably not as old as Mickey and I and Corey think it is. Well, no, Corey's pretty old. I found that out. 60 is not as old as Mickey and I think it is.
Actually, no, I'm not going to say the torch because he doesn't, he's saying he doesn't do any sort of Facebook or Twitter. He just wants to be able to check his email and communicate with kids. Okay. What that means is email and texting and phone calls. So truthfully, any of these phones is going to be a big upgrade, especially if he's not using a smartphone right now. When you say 60, yeah, I realize it's not that old. You know, my parents are well into their 60s, and so it's not, you know, I realize that it could be just about anything. I think the Captivate's an okay device. I was actually going to say, take a look at the Aria, though. I think it could be, especially if he's looking for something a little bit smaller. Why not? You know, I mean, it's, check that one out. iPhone, maybe if he's, if he's into that and he wants, you know, something, you know, go play with it and see what you think about it. Windows Phone 7, I would just stay away for a little bit. I would let some of the stuff shake out with it. I know it's Microsoft, right now, and I know
isn't there some weird stuff going on with it right now? Have you been following all?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, so early adopters, not for a 60-year-old.
Exactly. No. Yep. Go with something that's proven. And there's nothing wrong with the Captivate, of course. We've been talking about it, you know, multiple times tonight, but I'm just anticipating that he's going to be coming from a small phone and he may go, wow, that's kind of big. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe take a look at the Aria because I think it's a good size.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's actually a really good recommendation.
Yep. The more I think about it, it's probably better than a torch.
You should go read my review of it. That's what you should do.
I've read your review of it, Nickinson.
Okay. I wasn't talking to you, 60-year-old.
Oh. Hey, no.
Hey, I tell you, when I first read this email, and maybe it was because like I was watching Gran Torino last night, but I was picturing really old Clint Eastwood, and I was like, damn it, wait, my dad's like 60.
He's yeah.
not that old. So anyway, Brandon writes, I am a convert from an iPhone 3GS to a Nexus 1. Is there anything available on Android like Cydia was for my jailbroken iPhone? The only reason I chose the Nexus was because it was the only other phone that I could get on T-Mobile and use the $10 Web2Go plan. The only thing I miss not having is all my podcasts easily sync to the Nexus like it did on the 3GS. And my phone info says I'm running Android 2.2, but how come every other N1 I see has three buttons at the bottom of main screen and mine has like this big radius with the phone, the biggest in the middle. And my lock screen has a radius to slide down. Another type has a lock screen that you slide left to right, I think. Jerry nailed it when we were talking earlier. I mean, you've got sense on it somehow. Are you sure you have a Nexus 1? Let's start with that. Because, I mean, you can put sense on the Nexus 1, right? We've done it.
Right. He could very well have a desire.
You might well have a desire or an incredible. You sure you got a Nexus 1? All right, well, it's on T-Mobile. So, yeah, but I guess you didn't buy it from Google, maybe? Did you buy it from somebody else who had put sense on it?
Which isn't a big deal. I mean, Brandon, you can come into our forums and we'll straighten you out however you like.
As far as podcasts, just use Google Listen. That's all you need to do. You can set them up in Google Reader with the RSS, and they all sync from Google Listen. You can hop from phone to phone, whatever. Works fine.
And as far as Cydia, sign into your Google account and just hit the market.
Yeah.
You'll like what you see for free, man. You don't need to go...
All Cydia is an app store.
Right, right. You know, the market, and this way you don't have to worry about side loading or anything. Just go into the Android market.
Mm-hmm.
It'll work.
That's it. Good Lord.
There you have it.
Think of what all we just talked about. Let's recap here. How do they do it on the afternoon specials? What did we learn today? No, that's how they do it on Yo Gabba Gabba. You guys don't have kids. Well, Jerry's kids are too old. If you don't watch Yo Gabba Gabba, you need to have kids just so you can watch Yo Gabba Gabba. That's all I'm saying.
What is that?
Oh, just YouTube it. It's the weirdest, most effed up thing you've ever seen in your life.
Is Joey Ramone in it?
No, but you know who is? Mark Mothersbaugh.
Oh my God, I gotta watch it.
All right, we'll all watch Yo Gabba Gabba later. Mickey, take us home.
Yeah, I'm watching these weird characters here. this is like SpongeBob. All these things are. I can't. It's freaking me out. I can't watch that. I'm sorry.
Be sure to email us at podcast@androidcentral.com, and you can get us all on Twitter at Android Central is the main site. I'm at Phil Nickinson. Mickey, who I left speechless, apparently. I'm taking your job, by the way. Is at @TCPJ_Mickey. Jerry is at @GBHIL. Corey is at @CStreeter, and you can follow our list on the Twitter website for all the other writers at the site. And as we are every week, we are brought to you by the Android Central Store. You can get to them at store.androidcentral.com or call 888-468-6158. New cases for your phones, new batteries for your phones. Go buy them there, because that's what let us do what we do, for better or for worse. And you can leave us a voicemail like Mel did at that same number, 888-468-6158, extension 222. Or if you want, you can actually record it and email it to us. That works too. Works really well. There you go. Did I do okay, Mickey? Is that all right?
You did great, Phil.
Thanks. I appreciate that. It's my show.
I know.
Mickey, Corey, Jerry, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
All right, see everybody next week.
Audio.
Bye.
Good night.
I typed in Yo Gabba Gabba YouTube, hit enter, and it took me to Party in My Tummy.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Black, one of them. They have like celebrities on this thing. It's the craziest show you've ever seen in your life.
Oh my god!
See,
and now the vegetables.
See, when I was a kid, we had Mr. Rogers. Now you have this.
I just need some kid with weird hair and the pacifier on a chain around his neck coming up selling me little tiny pieces of paper. Say here, dude.
All right, let me see.
This is actually a little disturbing.
Disturbing.
They're all having a party in the purple goo in his stomach. In my tummy, juice. Yeah. In my tummy. Yeah. Phil. Party in my
tummy. Yes.
Bad news. Bad.
Oh my god, the fact that Mickey echoes while it's in the background is great.
You echo too.
It is
you
the most too. Hang on.
Turn us okay. off.
It is the craziest thing like you've ever seen.
It is.
You let your
wrong.
Kid watch that?
Yes.
It's bad and wrong.
Mark Mothersbaugh like comes on to teach you how to draw.
Okay, that right there should have been a warning shot.
Hang on, I'll be right back.
Oh. Well, that was a problem.
I'll call you back.
When the man
is he calling
from
us
Devo...
back?
No, he said I'll be right back. He had to run out.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Hey, can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah,
because I brought my wife in here to explain Yo Gabba Gabba to us.
Oh, okay,
we were all. I just showed everybody Yo Gabba Gabba,
and they've never seen it before.
No.
Have they had a drink? It makes more sense then.
Yes.
Well, not in like an hour, right?
No.
Just for 5 minutes.
They're pals. They're friends. There's Muno, the red one with the big one-eyed red knobby creature. Tootie.
Oh.
Is blue. Broby is the little green one with really long arms and a stubby body.
Who's the unibrow? Sorry, you have 900 people listening to you right now as well.
Hello, world. Plex, the magic robot.
Yes.
He beams the dancey dance friends in for the week.
Fufa.
So that your celebrity friends can come and dance for you.
Fufa.
Fufa has a pink flower on her head. And of course, DJ Lance Rock, who brings it all together like a space age Captain Kangaroo.
Who's the purple tooth?
It's not that weird.
The purple tooth?
Yeah, there's one that looks like a purple.
Party at the tummy.
Oh, it is it a grape juice?
Might have been.
Is it grape juice?
I haven't watched Party in the Tummy in a while.
And who's the dude that has a like a xylophone for a spine and he's beating on it while the song plays? Is he one of them too, or is he just like something I'm imagining?
Band, I think.
I think that's the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, like Jack Black on there was really good. They had the Ting Tings on. Who else?
They had Jack Black on here?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can picture just how much better it was then. Please don't beat me up, Jack Black.
Is Wayne Coyne on it? Somebody saying the Flaming Lips?
Yes, Wayne Coyne has been on.
DJ Lance Rock, who's like the whitest DJ you've ever seen.
No way, he's got the coolest hat, like a orange kind of shag.
Yeah.
Cap like a guard at Buckingham Palace would wear, but, you know.
Only if it was,
side.
Yeah.
If he were one of the village people.
This is what we do at my house.
Well, that's might be what you do at your house.
You suck, Dub. No, Snoop hadn't been on. I think Snoop's kind of too cool for it. He's not nerdy enough.
I don't know.
If Snoop was on, it would be too obvious. It's like Snoop's trying to be cool, so he goes on.
Katy Perry's been on.
Yeah, see, we got some parents out there.
Hopefully with some sort of...
Nerd parents.
More represent. Covered shirt than Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. She was much more dressed than...
Unfortunately.
Well, you know.
Do what you can. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Anytime. I'm here to explain weird children's programming for you.
I think she should be on the podcast every week.